You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, in a speech from ACT Party leader David Seymour, which he described as his own State of the Nation speech, he called for privatisation of government assets. Seymour noted recent issues in public sectors such as health and housing, proposing that private organisations would manage operations better than the government. The Public Service Association says the privatisation of the health sector will lead profits to be prioritised over health outcomes for individuals. Countries like the United States, where the health system is almost entirely private, see those with or without insurance rejected from hospitals, unable to pay for life-saving treatment. I spoke to National Secretary of the Public Service Association, Fleur Fitzsimons, about how a private health system would work in Aotearoa.
And today we're going to talk about the statements by ACT leader David Seymour recently looking at privatisation in the health sector. Just briefly, how privatised is New Zealand's health sector at the moment?
Well, we have some elements of private provision of our health system at present, but the vast majority of New Zealanders rely on our public health services, including our public hospitals, which do a fantastic job despite many years of government underfunding of this important service that New Zealanders rely on.
And if we're looking at privatisation internationally, I mean, America, the United States, that's the first example that comes to mind. And how has the private health system worked over there?
Well, nobody would say that the American private health system is one that you could hold up as delivering for all people. It has failed Americans. And if we bring in models of that privatised approach or huge reliance on private insurance into New Zealand, it will fail us too. What we have at the moment is a health system where everybody is able to access the healthcare through the public health system, and that it's not determined by your ability to pay or the amount of health insurance that you are fortunate enough to have. And so if we get the kind of David Seymour approach in our health system, we will see the Americanized version of health where, for example, if something bad happens to you or you're needing support from a hospital, you can be left outside the hospital because you don't have the right level of insurance. That's not the New Zealand model of public provision of public services that we've all come to rely on and cherish.
Yeah, and Seymour's been suggesting that the government might not be able to handle these assets, not just in health, but in all sectors, as well as private corporations might. What's the comparison there? How well could private corporations handle our government's health assets at the moment?
Well, what we know about private companies is that they exist to make profit for shareholders. That's a real contrast with the public provision of health or education or housing, which exists to address human need and to ensure people have as much dignity when they need it at their times of being most vulnerable. And so the contrast between what the ACT Party's vision for New Zealand is, which is one where private companies do well, where shareholders do well, and people are left behind, versus the public provision of services, is quite a stark one. And it's deeply concerning because New Zealand has had a failed history of privatisation in the past. We used to have four publicly owned banks. We used to have provision of banking services all across New Zealand and in local communities. They were privatised. Now we see profits go offshore and very little regional services that New Zealanders had relied on for many years.
You mentioned a bit of it there. Seymour talked about the past squeamishness about privatisation. Do New Zealanders have a reason to be apprehensive towards privatisation?
New Zealanders are much more than squeamish about privatisation. They are deeply opposed to it. They know that it has failed them in the past and that it is a deeply controversial and divisive issue in New Zealand because the only winners are private corporations. And in this environment, global capitalism. That is who wins from privatisation of public assets. And let's remember, these public assets have been built up over generations. New Zealanders as a collective have invested in them through taxation and through our commitment to developing them. And so it's completely wrong for private companies to come in at the end, buy those assets, strip them and be motivated by profit instead of what's in the interests of New Zealanders and a public good that looks after these assets for not only the people that live here now, but generations to come as well.
And if we're looking at the public health system at the moment, Seymour seems to be implying that the struggles in overcrowding and underfunding might be addressed by privatisation and selling these assets. From the perspective of the PSA, what kind of changes could be done to the health system to address these issues?
There does need to be change in health, but what David Seymour is doing is taking a leaf out of the American playbooks, where you undermine public confidence in public health, in public education, in order to justify privatisation. So that's why he is pointing out these problems. He is not pointing them out with a view to making sure that they are addressed properly in the interests of all New Zealanders. He's pointing them out to make a case for privatisation. We say that's the wrong way to approach this problem. What we need to see is a commitment to investment in public health. We need to see a commitment from government to listen to all workers in the public health system, the administrators, the nurses, the allied health professionals, the orderlies, the cleaners. They all have a perspective on what is needed to make sure that our public health system actually delivers for people. And a government that respected the workers in our public health system, that listened to them and made the right investments that we know we need in public health, would be one that delivered for all New Zealanders. Instead of setting up our health system for the benefit of private companies and their shareholders.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I'm just very concerned about Christopher Luxon's response to this. He has said that he's open to a conversation about selling off assets and is not ruling it out. I think New Zealanders deserve better from a Prime Minister that did not go to the election on privatisation and did not go to the election on selling off our state assets. In the past, when Prime Ministers and governments have done that without a mandate, they have been punished, and New Zealanders have developed a deep cynicism in democracy. So I think Chris Luxon needs to come out clearly, rule out asset sales, rule out privatisation, and if he does want to go down that path, he should take it to an election and get a mandate, like John Key did when he did the partial privatisation.
That was National Secretary of the Public Service Association, Fleur Fitzsimons, speaking to me about how a private health system would work in Aotearoa. We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.